Hi, you're speaking with Faye. How can I help you today?
Sorry, what was your name?
Faye.
Faye?
Yeah.
What's your position there, Faye?
Pardon?
What's your position there?
I'm a customer service officer.
Okay, so I'm in complaints, am I?
No, you're not in complaints.
Can you put me through to complaints, please?
I can give you the complaints telephone number.
Why can't you put me through? I've just sat here for, honestly, we've been cut off on the phone. And I'm just sat here for another 15 minutes. Like, you should be able to just put me straight through the complaint.
Okay, I would need to identify you, though, before I can put you through. So can
well, it's for my son, so I'm speaking on his behalf, which he told the last person, and then the person hung up on him, so, which is not acceptable.
Are you a nominee on your son's account?
Yeah, no, he's just about to give that to you now.
Yeah, no, I just got too angry. I don't know what I'm doing today.
Pardon?
I just get too angry, so I let my mum deal with it, because, yeah.
Okay, but I do need to identify you before I can put you through, though. So did you have a customer reference number? Can I get you to confirm, please, your full name, date of birth, address and telephone?
Jericho, I'm Aswick.
Thanks for that, Jared. What was the inquiry or what was your complaint?
So basically, my banks, I sent through a bank statement with you guys, and you guys said I didn't have a BSB number, but it's because Hume Bank has the same BSB number for everyone. And you've rejected my claim, so I called up today thinking, like, I'm not going to get back paid, like, And he's telling me that the BSB number's not on there, and I'm saying, well, you got my BSB number on file as well because you paid me, and also BSB number for Hume Bank's the same. And then, yeah, well, he just...
It's not acceptable to reject because there's no BSB.
Yeah.
His account number's on there. His name's on there.
I just feel like I'm not going to get back paid because you guys can't put two and two together.
Okay. I don't work in the processing team, so I don't know. But what I do know, Jared, is there are four main things that they look for on bank statements, which
there. Listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hume Bank has the same BSB for every single person. They don't supply it on their statements. I've called up now today to get a special statement where they had to put the BSB number on there and edit it on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I've got the BSB. But, like, am I still going to get back paid if I submit that? Like, I should. Because it's not my fault. It's Hume Bank.
Oh, look, Jared, your claim's been rejected, but it's only rejected because it's missing information. Once you provide that information, your claim will pick up exactly where it left off from.
All right, but what I'm saying is that it's a bit silly that I have to even supply this information when Hume Bank has the same BSB for everyone. So, and they don't supply it on their statement. So... You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like
no, I absolutely understand. I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
My question is, were you able to attain that statement?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've got it here now. Like, but the guy was saying, like, I'm not going to get back paid because it's been rejected. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, I'm going down the tubes here, and, like, I need this money. I'm defaulting on my loan repayments. I've got 4K in fines. Like,
he's been living off me.
Yeah, and we can't afford rent, and then, like, I'm thinking about stealing food because we got no food. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I need this money.
Yeah. I'm just, give me a moment. I'm going to go in and have a look. When was it rejected?
It was rejected yesterday. Yeah, and I've been waiting since the start of the month. Like, I thought, like, yeah, I've... And I just submitted a form a couple of days ago, so I was like, oh, it's all done. And then you're telling me, like, the banks are just triggering me. So.
Yeah. If you can supply the requested documents.
How can I supply that? How do I do that?
So do you have a MyGov account?
Yeah, but I can't actually submit any documents because it's been rejected. You know what I mean?
And it needs to be
fast. Because...
No, you can submit documents. So if you go into your document tools, take a photo of the statement.
And that'll just pick up, like, I will actually still get back paid for that because, yeah, I've been waiting, I've been patient, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, the processing team will pick that up
okay.
And they will process it for you.
Can you put it through as an agent, mate?
Yeah, because I had to call up Victoria Fines yesterday because I'm late and overdue and I'm trying to set up a spur for payment. It's just stressing me to, like, and we got, you know what I mean? No. Yeah.
If so, are you able to upload that document for me?
Yeah, I'm just signing in now. So. So I go to send link.
Yep. And then you'll have the upload document.
Yeah. Just 1 second. Upload documents.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, my computer's just been a bit slow.
Make sure she puts you on fire.
Upload documents. So begin, and then, okay, next. So it's a PDF, is it?
Yeah.
Do I just say settling form or other supporting evidence?
Other supporting evidence or financial, any heading will do because I'm going to pick it up on this end as soon as it's uploaded anyway.
Now, this one should have the BSB at the top.
I'll have a look.
You're much better than the last person.
That's okay.
Submit. Alright, it says it's upload successful.
Okay. I'll keep it up. Hasn't come through as yet.
Might take a couple of minutes or something. Should just be called jared.pdf.
So when you go in to uploads, is it there and it's successfully uploaded?
Just 1 second. So when I go to uploads?
Yep,
Uploaded? Upload
no,
or?
It's not here yet. It's not. The last one was on the 3rd of May. 3rd of May, you've got two on the 3rd of May.
Yeah, I'll try again. Maybe do that through or something. Select the document upload. Yeah, it says your upload was successful.
Okay.
Your receipt number is 00696883302. Maybe I have to. Do you want me to log out of my Centrelink?
That would. Yeah, that might help. I'm refreshing on this end. Let me have a look now.
I've logged out now, so hopefully that.
There we go. They're both, yeah. So let me view it, and then I'll send it off for processing. Okay, so what have we got? Account number.
It should be next to, under my name, so it should be.
There it is, yeah. So we've got your name, your address, your BSB account number, and the balance as of 1st of April till the 30th of April.
Which is when I submitted the claim, I think.
Okay. I've got that. So what I will do is I will... Give me a moment. I'll send it off for processing. You should hear something within the next few days because your claim was already being processed. The reason why it was rejected was because it was missing documents.
Yeah.
So it will just
pick up.
Can
I get that fast track, please? Because it has been like over a month and I really just need to get these first.
Yeah, not fair enough.
I'm not going to go to jail. Yeah, there'll be a warrant at my arrest because I can't pay my fine.
Got that. Okay, so that's been done.
Yep.
If that's been done, Jared, hopefully you should hear something. I mean, I can't say by tomorrow because it's only Friday and tomorrow, but the processing team do work on the weekend. So you may receive a phone call or you may receive notification over the weekend as well or possibly early next week. That's the best I can do for you, okay? So I've just sent that off.
No,
okay, and I'm sorry about what happened before, and you have a lovely day.
No, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.